Our Shared Future? By Dr. Eric Plasker. According to a 2023 UN report entitled Leaving No One Behind in an Aging World, our shared future is of a world that is aging, and thus changing in fundamental ways. This aging population is a global issue, with an anticipated 1.6 billion people anticipated to be 65 or older by 2050. That means that in one generation's time, the number of elderly will double. According to John W. Rowe, past president of the International Association of Gerontology and Geriatrics and an expert on aging at Columbia University, this is not a short-term challenge like famine or drought or war, but it is a long-predicted, natural change in the structure of our societies. In an interview, Rowe went on to explain that the fundamental institutions of our societies, and by that I mean work, retirement, education, healthcare, housing, transport, were not designed to support the population age distribution of our future society. They need to be re-engineered in order to adapt. At 100-year lifestyle, we have known for some time that the number of centenarians, and therefore the entire aging population, was increasing quickly and significantly. And we do not think it's a bad thing for governments and businesses to look at better serving that global aging population. However, the 100-year lifestyle perspective is a bit different. We focus on the individual. We focus on you. The question really is, does this shared future have to be your future? Will you need to rely on government or social assistance because your financial planning didn't take into account a longer lifespan? Is an assisted living facility in your future? Are health issues part of your future? Will you have a supportive network of family and friends as you age? While we're not saying that the statistics are wrong when it comes to the numbers of anticipated nonagenarians and centenarians, we are saying that the assumptions about what reaching those ages looks like don't need to be true for everyone. The mere use of statistics implies a firm foundation and authority on the subject at hand, the truth. However, the fact is that numbers are often used to manipulate, confuse, and scare people. Their very use can shift people's attention away from the reality of the situation. Cicero wrote, "The foolish lay their own vices and their own faults to the charge of old age." You don't have to play the fool. Old age, your old age and that of your loved ones, is based on many factors that are not related to age. How you feel, think, and live is something you can take responsibility for. You can make your health a priority, regardless of your current age. You're never too old or too young to take responsibility for your health. So going back to John W. Rowe's earlier quoted comments. He might be an aging expert, but he knows nothing about you. There are many centenarians showing us, and Rowe, what the future can look like. Many people 100 and older are continuing to engage in meaningful work, not retiring. Many continue to engage in lifelong learning, are living in their own homes and taking care of themselves, and still driving. Even more are continuing to contribute to society and in doing so are expanding their social circles. While not everyone will experience independence in all of these areas, we are being shown that anything is possible, with good health. The people who are designing this shared future are part of the same group of people who are creating a pill for every problem and have probably never heard of the body's innate intelligence. They believe that health is man-made. They're part of the longevity industrial complex that is looking to engineer your health and lifespan. At the foundation of the 100-year lifestyle is the belief that everyone deserves to be healthy and express their full potential from the time they are born through their last breath of life. That includes you. With the right support and guidance, you can keep your original body parts functioning at full capacity and your mind sharp for 100 years and beyond, 100% for 100 years. With the help of your 100-year lifestyle provider, you can start working toward your healthy longevity. Don't have a provider? Find one near you today. Make the rest of your life the best of your life, and opt out of their shared future.